This is Dugarris Masculist MGTOW Flyers, that is, two or three page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Dugarris. This is flyer number 691, entitled The Impact of a Masculisted Environment on Monoconscious Feminists. Description. This flyer predicts the impact on monoconscious feminists living in an increasingly masculisted environment / society. Biconscious masculists will become the majority of men as masculist and MGTOW ideas become as widely known as feminist ideas, so that monoconscious feminists come under tremendous moral pressure from masculists to become biconscious by learning some masculist ideas. Those feminists who remain stubbornly, bigotedly monoconscious will be dumped by their biconscious boyfriends, partners, husbands, until nearly all feminists have become biconscious. The fem mafia, that's feminist media mafia, will be defeated, so that masculist and MGTOW ideas can be spread to the masses, so that society becomes largely biconscious, so that the GECs, G-E-C's, that's gender equality committees, can be set up in the parliaments, so that the gender laws for both sexes can be gender fared. Now the flyer itself. The impact of a masculisted environment on monoconscious feminists by Prof. Dr. Hugo Dugarris. Email profhugodugarris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodugarris.wordpress.com. This flyer talks about how a strongly masculisted environment / society will impact on monoconscious feminists. Masculists and MGTOW ideas are now spreading widely as millions of young and not so young men are influenced by the ideas of these two men's movements. When masculist and MGTOW ideas become as well known in the population as are feminist ideas today, what impact will that have on monoconscious feminists? As I see it, the bottom line is that monoconscious feminism will die out, being replaced by a biconscious feminism. That is, by definition, feminists will have been educated into both gender political ideologies of feminism and masculism, which will produce profound changes in their attitudes and behaviour towards men. Why do I think this? In today's world, that's December 2024, nearly all feminists are, by definition, monoconscious. That is, the only gender politics they know of is feminist. So they've been profoundly indoctrinated that gender oppression is a one-way street. They've been taught by a deeply misandrist, gynocentric ideology that women are the oppressed and men are the oppressors. Since there is much truth to this monoconscious feminist accusation, for example, rape, domestic violence, sexual harassment, patriarchy, misogyny, etc., millions of monoconscious feminists feel justified in distrusting men, even hating men, for the gender crimes that men commit towards women. After six decades of monoconscious feminism, millions, even billions of women around the world have been infected by the feminist virus that men are to be hated, considered morally inferior,
as pigs, as rapists, as toxic, etc.
As a result of this, in the US today, in brackets, according to an opinion poll taken by the reputable polling company Pew, P-E-W, Research Center, in the US in 2022, close brackets, two-thirds of young men between 18 and 30 refuse to date women, seeing young women as undateable, because these young women had been, quote, too poisoned by feminism, end quote. Then along comes masculinism, which preaches to men, to women, to society, that gender oppression is a two-way street, and that in reality, women oppress men worse than vice versa, since when one studies the gender crimes that women commit against men, one sees that they are in fact worse than the relatively minor ways that men oppress women, with men's rape, domestic violence, sexual harassment, etc. The masculists talk about the big three, that is, the worst three ways that women oppress men, that masculists see as a lot more serious than the ways that men oppress women. These big three are women's man's slavery, women's divorce rape of men, and women's forced fathering. Masculists claim that almost anyone with a bit of common sense who has not been utterly brainwashed by monoconscious feminism to believe that gender oppression is a one-way street sees that the claim of the masculists that women oppress men worse than vice versa is true, since the big three show how horrible women's gender crimes are against men that last decades, making them a lot more serious against men than vice versa. But after six decades of gender political monopoly, there are millions of monoconscious feminists who refuse to accept the masculist claim that women oppress men worse, who often suffer cognitive dissonance when they are confronted by biconscious masculists who tell them that these monoconscious feminists' beliefs are hypocritical and bigoted. It's to be expected that biconscious masculists look upon monoconscious feminists as hypocrites and bigots. Masculists see monoconscious feminists as hypocrites because they see monoconscious feminists lashing out publicly against men for the ways that men oppress women, when from the viewpoint of biconscious masculists, women oppress men far worse, given the big three and many other ways that women oppress men. Biconscious masculists are well informed how women oppress men, since spreading such knowledge is one of the major tasks of the masculists, especially by masculist content creators such as myself, who makes a masculist flyer at the rate of roughly one to two per week. There are now millions of young men who have become familiar with masculist and MGTOW ideas and have incorporated these ideas into their daily lifestyle, which changes their attitudes and behaviour towards women. For example, biconscious masculists expect the women they come across to be biconscious. These biconscious masculists see monoconscious feminists as bigoted and ignorant. They expect young women to be biconscious, to have bothered, to have educated themselves into biconsciousness. Otherwise, they get labelled by biconscious masculists as MFBs, that's monoconscious feminazi bigots. But thanks to the fem mafia, that is the feminist media mafia, masculist and MGTOW ideas are blocked from being spread in the mainstream media by the fact that the majority of journalists today are women, that is monoconscious feminist women, who have been so brainwashed by monoconscious feminism that any criticism of women coming from masculists and MGTOWs is interpreted by these women as being just more male misogyny and hence to be resisted. To biconscious masculists, this attitude of the fem mafia is seen as pure hypocrisy, as bigotry. Bigotry, by definition, is a negative belief that refuses to be influenced by contrary evidence. Biconscious masculists see monoconscious feminists as bigots because most feminists simply refuse to absorb the force of the arguments provided by the biconscious masculists concerning how horribly women oppress men with their decades-lasting manslavery, their decades-lasting divorce rape of men in the fluffy feminist-dominated divorce court system, and their decades-lasting forced fathering. The level of disgust that biconscious masculists have for monoconscious feminazi bigots, that's MFBs, is so strong that typically when a monoconscious feminist and a biconscious masculist cross paths, there is a verbally violent ideologically hateful confrontation between them. The bi-conscious masculist hurls abuse at her, seeing her as a sexist, hypocritical, monoconscious bigot. And she, on the other hand, rails back at him, seeing him as yet another misogynist male, given that feminism has been preaching to her for decades to see such men as the enemy of women to be resisted and harangued. So it's likely over the next few years, particularly on campuses, there will be millions of such verbally bitter, ideologically hateful confrontations between monoconscious feminists and biconscious masculists. The more monoconsciously violent the feminist is, the more biconsciously violent the masculist will be. Given the fact that the biconscious masculist is male, who has some 20 times greater testosterone levels in his blood than does the monoconscious feminist, who is female, he will be able to harangue her out of the room due to the level of his frighteningly verbally aggressive harangue against her. Over the next few years, millions of women, monoconscious feminist women, will be asking themselves, quote,
"What the fuck has happened to men? Why are they now so horribly, masculinistically violent towards us, dumping us in their millions, spitting in our faces for not taking up their masculist views?" Question mark, end quote.
It's therefore very probable that over the next few years, millions of monoconscious feminists will be dumped by their biconscious boyfriends, who will not tolerate the monoconscious hypocritical bigotry of their feminist girlfriends and will vote with their feet and simply dump these MFBs. These dumped women will then see their former biconscious boyfriends, partners, husbands, taking up new relationships with biconscious feminist girlfriends, partners, wives. This will influence these dumped monoconscious feminist women strongly, since women tend to be more influenced by the actions of other women than by other men. There are now an increasing number of female masculists on the internet who complain bitterly how monoconscious feminists have caused 2/3 of young men to refuse to even date women, making the task of finding a man for these biconscious feminist women all the harder. So we are now seeing an ideological hostility against feminist monoconsciousness coming from both sexes, that is, from biconscious masculists and from biconscious female masculists, that is, biconscious feminists. As masculist and MGTOW ideas spread almost to saturation point, then millions of monoconscious feminists will be dumped and taught a brutal lesson by the biconscious masculists and by the biconscious feminists as well. And that is, quote, "Become biconscious or rot on the shelf, manless, loveless, sexless, babyless, and spat at for being monoconscious, misandrist, feminazi cunts, hated by both biconscious masculists and biconscious feminists." In time, the media will take up masculist ideas in a big way when millions of monoconscious feminists have been dumped and millions of young women are in tears, wondering why their boyfriends not only dumped them, but spat in their faces for being MFBs, for being sexist, hypocritical bigots, to be severely punished, dying slow, miserable deaths, rotting on the shelf, due to men totally ignoring them, as is already the case in today's world in the US, where 2/3 of young US men don't even date young women. In brackets, see the Pew result above. When the majority of university male undergrads had been masculisted, then the millions of verbally bitter confrontations between biconscious masculists and monoconscious feminists will cause most female undergraduates to become biconscious through fear that if they don't, then they will not get a man and hence will have to raise a kid on her own if she wants to be a mother, with no help from a male partner. And that prospect will scare millions of young women. So the zeitgeist will change over the coming decade towards a much greater acceptance of bi-consciousness. People will simply expect people to be bi-conscious, and monoconsciousness will be seen increasingly as ignorant, bigoted, and dumb. Then, once a general public awareness exists of the idea that gender oppression is a two-way street, the politicians can create the GECs, GECs, Gender Equality Committees, in the parliaments that consist half of female feminists and half of male masculists, so that the gender issues of both sexes can be treated equally, which is far from being the case today, in today's gynocentric world, in gender political terms. For men, these GECs will push for the FIPPing, in brackets, FIP, F-I-P, equals financially independent person, of women, to wipe out man's slavery, for the reform of the divorce courts, basing them on the principle of financial independence of both divorcing parties so that men are no longer divorce raped, and the PARA, paternity rejection right, and the OPTAB, O-P-T-A-B, obligatory paternity testing at birth to block forced fathering and paternity fraud, are legislated. 5 years from now, I'm betting most university students will be strongly bi-conscious, so that we will see the femmafia defeated and see masculist and MGTOW ideas widely spread through society, so that most people become well informed that gender oppression is very much a two-way street. Correspondingly, we will see monoconscious feminism dying out, replaced by bi-conscious feminism, so that those feminists who stubbornly, bigotedly remain monoconscious will pay a horrible price. They will not get a man. Their bi-conscious boyfriends, partners, husbands will dump them, scaring most women into becoming bi-conscious, not wanting to die.